a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Pull it, pull it, pull it.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Two number one underway here on the Midnight Rider tonight on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're also in simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network, as well as on KU Satellite, 22,500 miles above the surface of the Earth. Just sitting there pretty as can be, broadcasting down the message of freedom and liberty and truth to dishes on the sides of houses and buildings all over North America. This satellite, Galaxy 25, has a huge footprint on the North American continent. I mean, it gets it all. Very, 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 very big. To everybody listening on a low-power FM or AM station, wherever you're at, and I know those numbers are going up, and welcome to the program. Glad you're listening. Glad you're hearing the message of the truth. And to all of you guys operating these low-power FMs out there, mighty, mighty amount of thanks to you guys and appreciation to what you're doing. We're going to have another micro-broadcasting show here probably in the near future where we'll sit and talk about this. Folks, the time is now to get things done. We have to do things on a large scale. The mainstream media, I mean, look what they're doing to Congressman Paul right now. They're able to lock him out at will, regardless of how many people holler and scream. The New Hampshire Republican Party pulled out of this little candidates forum, and Fox didn't change their mind. It doesn't matter. They have their agenda. We know what their agenda is, and it's time we start to enact ours. And that's taking this country back. And we need people. We need more people. We can try to do this one at a time with DVDs and information, or we can put micros up all over this country. And just literally, these people can get the truth while they're driving around in their car, or while they're sitting at home reading a book, or having dinner, or in the morning as they're drinking their coffee. I mean, this is a huge thing that we can accomplish here to take our country back. I mean, it's something everybody needs to get involved in. And we were going to talk more about it in the coming days. So, get ready. All right, we'll have the first part of Ron Paul's appearance on the Leno Show tonight when we come back in just a minute. If you'd like to join us telephonically, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Join us tonight on the program is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Chat rooms open at republicbroadcasting.org and midnightridershow.com. Either one is always a dandy conversation going on in each one of them. All right, first part of Ron Paul and Jay Leno tonight. And quite honestly, this appearance could be very, very important. Ron Paul does great in an interview setting, which we've seen in the debate settings. It's a little tougher. I mean, that's a hard place to be. Especially when you got, you know, it's 5-on-1. And we saw that Saturday night. You know, and it might be the thing, you know, where whether he's included in another debate or not may not even be an issue. I mean, if you got the choice between doing Fox News or Leno, I'll do Leno. That's a given. All right, here's part one of tonight's appearance on the Tonight Show.
My first guest running for President of the United States among the Republicans. He's considered a long shot maverick, but he's the number one GOP fundraiser right now, and he's moved up to number three in many of the latest polls. And don't forget, you know, Huckabee was unknown. Remember, he came here the night before Iowa, won the next day.
It's true.
The power of the show, ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome Ron Paul. Coming on such short notice.
Thank you.
Nice to be here. Now, I got to ask you, this seemed really unfair to me. You were excluded from the debate last night, and I'm trying to figure out why Fox News chose not to put you on. What, you know,
we tried to find that out. That was a natural tendency of ours to try to figure this out, but they didn't return our call.
I mean, did you show up and they go, no?
No, it didn't go that far. You know, I realized that they really had some property rights ability there, and I wasn't going to crash the party. But, you know, I've been trying to figure out what to do, and I thought, well, maybe I ought to sue them. But what am I going to sue them? Well, I've decided what to sue them over. And that is for fraud, because of this fair and balanced idea. You know? So I've just looked at it.
Here's something interesting. I found out about this sort of on my own. We went, hey, where's Ron Paul? And then we made some phone calls. You weren't. I saw you interviewed with Wolf Blitzer on CNN. It wasn't mentioned. I don't think, and I don't want to be unfair, I didn't see it on MSNBC or any of the other cable channels. I mean, it seems like a big story. One of the major candidates, or certainly major in terms of you have as much prestige as anybody else in fundraising, is left out. Why was this non-story?
You know, I don't know. I can speculate. If I qualified, as you point out, that I had the qualification, it must be they didn't want to hear the message. Maybe they're intimidated. Maybe they're frightened. Maybe they don't want to hear the truth. Who knows? We'll have to figure that out.
Okay. I mean, what do you do? Do you call Fox News at this point and go, I want to know why I was excluded? I mean,
yeah,
you seem like a gentleman. You don't seem like that guy. But it seems like you should be kicking somebody's ass right now. Extremely polite for something I think he got screwed over quite. You know, I mean, I might not necessarily agree with you, but I think as an American, we like to see everybody get an equal shot, especially someone who deserves an equal shot. And it seems like,
American people believe that way, too. And I think you tapped into the sentiment of what America thinks. But, you know, even the Republican Party in New Hampshire came to bat. You know, they withdrew support for the parties, for that debate. So we give them credit. But I think there are others in the Republican Party that might just not as well hear my comments because, you know, I'm a strict constitutionalist, and I believe that our platform should have meaning.
Right.
That if I vote that way or support that position, it contradicts what we're doing. You know, it's sort of like waving a flag.
Yeah.
And they don't like that. I think that's part of it. And Fox, I think, is tied pretty close to some of the national policy issues. And
but you're a Republican.
Yeah, but they don't. They're not. That's the problem. See, if I follow the platform and they don't, and then I get on the stage with all the others who are following, you know, doing that, and then I'm saying, hey, I actually believe in the Constitution. I believe what we're supposed to be doing, and I believe our promises, and they're not doing it. Then that's pointing this out to them. And I think there's a little bit of embarrassment there.
Okay.
And I think the war has a lot to do with the issue, too, because I strongly opposed the war before we went in there. And I think there are some who think it's very important that we be over there. There's some who actually think we should be there for 100 years. So I don't think that's the right thing to do.
Okay. Now, everybody seems to be going after Romney. Nobody seems to like Romney these days. What's the problem with him?
Well, I guess they figured he was the front runner, but he's coming down now.
Yeah.
But, you know, one thing I'm a little bit afraid of is that they might be doing that for religious reasons, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
You know, I disagree with Romney on some of the issues, and he's gone after me on the stage, but that shouldn't be the reason that he doesn't do well.
Do you think that's the reason?
I think subtly there is a little bit of that, and I don't think that's right.
Yeah.
They were after him. But I think he's invited some of it, too. Some of the flip-flopping. You know, he did something, you know, when he was in Massachusetts, and now the positions. And
yeah, I grew up in Massachusetts. It seems like a totally different guy than what Massachusetts. He and Ted Kennedy were fighting for the most liberal guy, it seems.
Yeah, and then when he was running for Senate, you know, he said some things that he doesn't say anymore.
Right.
And, you know, the politicians said, some of them, I guess you've noticed over the years, sometimes they'll say one thing to one crowd and something to another crowd. And I think that's something that nobody's ever accused me of doing. Yeah. You know, I say the same thing no matter which year it is and which crowd it is.
And you're tied with Giuliani in New Hampshire. Is that about right? You're
three. That's right.
You're,
essentially
you're
tied.
In third place,
of course, you know, he had 4% in Iowa and I had 10, and that didn't give me qualification.
I find this fascinating. I mean, I know Mitt Romney spends his own money. He's got quite a personal fortune.
He has more than I do.
Yeah, but you have raised more money from outside, you know.
Yeah, I think we raised the most of anybody in the fourth quarter. Of course, they haven't released all their numbers yet, which means they haven't. They're not competing. But we raised almost $20 million. And I say we, it really is we, because, you know, the grassroots do it. You know, these meetup groups. So we have like 1,400 meetup groups around the country. And they have fun doing this. They have a day and they say, oh, let's all send Ron Paul some money on this day. And they go and do it and they break all kinds of records. It's pretty amazing.
All right, look, we'll take a break. We come back. I want to ask you two things. Don't you think about this. Don't tell me now.
Okay.
We come back. I want to find out. Let's say you get the nomination. Which of that field would you pick as your running mate? Don't tell me now.
Okay, I'll have to think hard about
and
that.
What do you think of the Democratic candidates? We more with Ron Paul right after this.
All right, so there's part one of the Leno Show. And, you know, he does pretty well in that element. With Leno and that's a good performance, and that may be something to help kick him over the top. People sitting there after a hard day, getting ready to go to bed, and Martha's got a headache, and Bob's sitting there. That Ron Paul's pretty good there. I had to vote for him, so we'll see what that does as far as the vote's concerned for tomorrow in New Hampshire. We'll have part two for you here in just a bit. Bill in Idaho is holding on the phone. We'll bring him on now. Bill, welcome to the program.
Well, yes. Good evening. It's excellent as usual. I just wish that previous program with Conant and his partner went out all over Coeur d'Alene, considering we have NIC here and they need to hear this story so that they understand or appreciate what possibly could be going on here. But I was hoping that, you know, the message would get out to Mr. Piper and some of his cohorts on the broadcast that he does, and really describe and discuss the whole entire history and issue of the Jews that we keep on complaining about. It's very disquieting when we would know that they would be a specific non-Jew that our Lord mentioned in the Bible. And there are others in our community that don't wish to have it contaminated into a Jew-baiting issue. So your program did not get rebroadcast on the micro that has been carrying you guys forever. That makes me feel really bad. The other thing, Mike, you know...
Which program didn't get broadcast? Piper's or mine?
Not Piper's, not yours.
Ah, okay, well...
And that makes me feel very bad because... Yeah. Yours is no way associated with that. I've mentioned it to John. I've mentioned it to Sandy. I've mentioned it to Piper. I've mentioned it to Glenn. And I've mentioned it to Tlalawi. They all know the history, but they refuse to discuss the entire history. And I don't own the radio rebroadcast little unit here in town, but the individual that does and is trying to get the patriot message out as wide and as far, is not going to have Ron Paul's campaign broad-brushed and black sheep-dipped in anti-Semitism.
Right.
And so I'm hoping that the message will get out loud and clear. We want to be as supportive as possible of a constitutional patriot and not take any chances with any more damage to his campaign, which I would assume the socio-Nazis and the communists have taken over from the inside. But a follow-on request, Mike, if you could get to your broadcasters and ask them to get the local people to get the 800 call-in program numbers assembled, because apparently the 800 COGO and KMOX, KMOV, whatever, are not available through FCC. And we need an effort to literally bombard these stations with the truth or make Rush Limbaugh lie for 3 hours straight on the air. So
I think what's easier, Bill, is we just put up our own stations and call it good. and say and say to hell with them. And I mean, there's no way to buy into it. I mean, the game's rigged. And if, you,
yes,
if you're playing in a rigged game, you know, why get in it?
But we can go around them. And just for starters, let me offer an 800 number. Hopefully people can have access to a pen and a paper.
Well, hold on. I'll let you give it after the break. Hold on just a second. We'll be back
Thanks
in a minute
so
with more. This is the Midnight Rider.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, back here on the Midnight Rider, 800-313-9443 is the number if you want to join us tonight. We'll have the second part of Ron Paul on the Leno program just after the bottom of the hour. We don't have quite enough time here to squeeze it in between now and the next break. Kind of a little short segment behind here. We've got Bill on the line from Idaho. Bill, you've got an 800 number, right?
Well, I've got a couple of them, and I would hope that the audience would make well use of them to cause these Nazis to bleed. I mean, even if you're not, you know, intending to buy a Mercedes, you can always cause the concern. 1-800-367-6372. Subaru, 1-800-782-2783. GMC SUVs, 1-800-551-4123. Best Buy, a classic, 1-888-237-8289. And that's just the start. But if the people at a local level get all of their 800 numbers together, leave them with the board, they're assembled, there's no reason why we can't run these Nazis out of their broadcast studios any more than these Nazis in Congress out of their offices.
Yeah, I agree in part with that. I mean, you have a network like Fox. They don't care about making money. I mean, their stock's tanking, and they still didn't put Dr. Paul in. Some of these networks, like Fox, have an agenda. Well, and they're going, but still, there's others that are there to make money. And we need to light the phones up and tell these people, not mess with these, don't play these games.
1-888-872-8356. Yes.
Hey, Bill.
Bleed them dry. Good luck. Thanks so much.
You have a good night.
You too.
Yeah, I hate the fact that we're not on the micro there anymore. You know, and there are so many issues that get talked about in the Patriot community, and a lot of times people just leave themselves, are just left, totally confused. And I know that Michael Collins Piper is the furthest thing from an anti-Semite. Maybe we do need to explain these issues better. I mean, it's like the income tax and a sovereign citizen. I've heard programs about this stuff, and your head's spinning by the end of it. I heard a program today with a guy. I was talking about the income tax, and the way he was explaining things, he literally went around in circles and answered nobody's questions. It was nuts. I'm going, what? What are you talking about? And it wasn't on this network, thank goodness. It was driving me crazy. And so after 2 hours listening to this program, I'm going, that was weird. But I think maybe there's some of the other things that we need to explain. Because my view in all of this is you have a bunch of these groups. You got Zionists over here. You got Jesuits over here. You got the Masons, the Illuminati, the Black Pope, Green Pope, Red Pope, it doesn't matter. They're all guilty. They all have a piece in their fingers in the puzzle somewhere, and they're all guilty. And I see it as an issue where we've got to get our country back today. And yeah, I know they've got their fingers in our country too. But until we've knocked the door down at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and we've taken over Capitol Hill, and we put our people in there, it doesn't make a whole lot of difference. I mean, there's a number of battles we've yet to fight, and getting rid of those things. And those influence. I mean, what's happening in Israel right now and in Palestine is a human tragedy and should not be occurring over there. I mean, it's a crying shame what man will do to man that's so inhumane. And I mean, they're literally trying to starve these people out. There's stories every day of people who are dying that need medicine, can't get the medicine because the Israelis won't let them come over. They're no more a threat. Than a man on the moon. But yet, these people don't care. They ask for tolerance from everyone else, but yet provide none when they should be. And when they came, when Israel was founded, when those people came, Arabs were nice. The Palestinians were nice. They were living in peace. They lived in peace for decades. Would Jews had emigrated into Palestine. And then all of this started, and now we've been going at this, talking about peace in the Middle East. My gosh, before I was born, it was going on. And it will continue long after I'm dead, I'm sure. Because people don't aim to stop being mean to people and to hurt people. And to think that you willingly go and do that and you willingly hurt children, that's something that just gets my goat. And just gets my dander up and just makes me mad that you'll purposely deprive kids of food. And that's a shame. And the little kids need medicine and water and a decent place to stay. Well, they can't stay there because their crap's all bombed out. Kids getting shot out of trees. Water pipes being cut so we can fill swimming pools. That's insanity. And that's people without a conscience, and they don't deserve our support. They don't deserve our money. They don't deserve any of it. And it's not because they're Jewish. It's not because they're different. It's because they're inhumane. We talk about dictators and we boycott dictators like Castro because we think he's inhumane and a tyrant. Hey, tyranny exists right there. And if we allow things to go much longer here, that's what we're going to get here as well. We'll come back. Phones are loading up. We'll play the Ron Paul clip as well. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up at 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
All right, we got calls starting to line up here, and I've got to get the second part of this appearance of Ron Paul. And so everybody, we've got four calls holding. Everybody stay there, and we'll run through your calls just as soon as we hear the second part of this clip. So this is the second part with Ron Paul tonight on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Welcome back. Congress President Kennedy, Ron Paul.
Okay, let's say you win the nomination. Now, most people that win usually pick from the other candidates in the field. Which of the other Republicans do you choose as your running mate?
Well, the one that agrees with me on all the issues. But they don't seem to be very agreeable right now, so I would have to talk to them and see if they've changed their mind.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And then I would have to interpret whether they're very sincere about it. So,
but anybody you like? Anybody kind of close but not quite?
Well, not yet.
Yeah.
We're still working on that. You know, when we had a little confrontation early on in the debates with Mayor Giuliani, you know, and he was confused about what causes terrorism, you know... I sent him some books.
Right.
And I said, please read these books. But so far, it doesn't sound like he's read his books.
Well,
he hasn't done his homework.
Let me ask something about this terrorist thing. Could you, and clear this up, because, you know, you hear things secondhand. You said that we were to blame...
No, not really.
Okay.
Our policies have a lot to do with it. Mm-hmm. The people who are to blame are the
But you're
the
not thugs. Talking about 9/11.
Yeah, I'm talking about 9/11. The thugs that killed us, our people, they came over here, they're 100% to blame. But that's sort of like saying if somebody gets murdered, the murderer is 100% responsible. But people always look for motives. You know, if you're looking for the murderer, you have to know motives. So we have to look for the motives of these people who go insane to try to kill us. And the motives are related to the fact that we occupy their countries. You know, even before 9/11, we were plenty much a lot involved in the Middle East. That is very significant. I do not believe for a minute that they come here only because we're free and prosperous. That isn't the case. There may be a few, but you can't motivate people to do that. Mm-hmm. So you and I and the American people, they're not responsible, but some of our bad policies in the Middle East now for 50, 60 years, we use our CIA to install the Shah in Iran. You know, if somebody did that to us, we'd be pretty annoyed. Or if the Chinese had military bases on our land or said that they came here to protect their oil, the American people would be pretty outraged. Republicans and Democrats would be joining together.
Yeah.
You know, they would be really very annoyed.
Well, we have their toys, at least.
Yeah,
we have the Chinese toys.
That's it. That's better than their
bombs. You don't support the surge.
No, I didn't vote for the surge. Hopefully the surge had something to do with it. There's less violence, but I'm afraid what happened is that we lost the South. The South now is all controlled by the Shiites, and they're aligned with the Iranians and the British left.
Mm-hmm.
So we more or less lost the South, and there's more peace there and less killing. But there's more killing over there. It's still very, very disruptive. I'm scared to death that we're going to be in Pakistan before it's over, and we still haven't taken off the table any option to go into Iran. We don't need that. American people don't need a bigger war. Besides, we're broke. We don't have any money to afford this anyway.
Well, yeah. I mean, do you find it weird that people are more concerned about the economy now than they are about the war?
Yes,
the economy seems to beat out the war.
Absolutely. The economy has become a big issue just in this last year since I've been running, but it should have been expected. But it is connected to the war. The other night when they asked the question, well, if we can afford $1 trillion fighting this war in Iraq, we can afford $1 trillion for medical care for the people. Yes, that's where our money, $1 trillion went to the war. It should be here taking care of our people here at home.
And you say also we need to stop printing dollars. What was that all about?
Well, it's very clear. You know, they make fun of the fact that I refer to the Constitution that only gold and silver should be legal tender. Mm-hmm. The founders understood what runaway inflation was all about.
Well, it used to be, right?
Yeah, sure, up until 1971. But the founders had runaway inflation with the continental dollar, and they say no more bills of credit, which is paper money. And people make fun of what I say about have something solidly behind the currency so governments can't print it. But I think the silly notion is that when government, the politicians, trust them when they need a little bit of money, let them print it.
Yeah.
You know, they tend to do that. But then they wonder, why does the value of the dollar go down? They don't talk about printing money. They talk about, we have to do something about the value of the dollar. The Canadian dollar now is worth more than the American dollar. It's related to the fact that we allow the politicians to print money when they want it. So we have to deal with monetary policy. We can't escape it. It's coming.
Do you think Americans really want change? Because everybody says, oh, every candidate's got change. I've heard the word change more than anything else. Yet we still seem to keep doing the same things. We don't really want that much change, do we?
You know, I think it's a mixed bag. I think the American people want change. Mm-hmm. And they hear that. Politicians know that, so everybody gets up and say, I'm for change. But the whole thing is what kind of change?
Okay.
You know, right now, you know, whether you're like Republicans or Democrats, does foreign policy change? No. Does monetary policy change? No, they don't even talk about it. Does fiscal policy change? No. We elect the conservative Republicans and they make the deficit worse than the rest.
Yeah,
the American people are tired of that. They want real change. And to me, that means the only significant change we ought to have is get enough people in Washington that read the Constitution, obey the Constitution, do only the things that we're allowed to do.
Let me ask you, let's say you're not Let's say you're not running for president. You're sitting home in Texas. You're not in either party. Which of the Democrats do you like? I mean, which is closest to...
Closest to it? Well, that doesn't mean I have to vote for
them. I'm just saying, if you had to pick someone from the Democratic field, who do you like?
Well, a good friend of mine that I talk to all the time about foreign policy is Dennis Kucinich.
Yeah, okay.
Because he understands civil liberties, he understands a lot about foreign policy, and sometimes when there's only two of us that will vote in the House against expanding our war in the Middle East, he and I'll be voting together. So I have a lot of respect for him, but we would disagree on economic policy.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's good that you have allies on both sides of the aisle.
Now I know you've got to go back to New Hampshire tonight, right?
That is correct.
Well, thanks for coming. I just wanted to clear up that thing. I thought it was blatantly unfair, and thanks for coming by and giving us a little.
Well, thank you.
All right, so a great appearance, and I think he spelled his platform out quite well, and very, very cool. And Ron Paul on the Tonight Show. We've got calls holding here. Let's go first to Carol in Pennsylvania. Carol, how are you this evening?
Pretty good. Before I say what I want to, on Jay Leno's show before Ron Paul come on, he shows us pictures and clips of different things that happened, and this woman had died. And her obituary, she says she hopes she lived long enough for something so Hillary to see that Hillary Clinton didn't become president. I thought that was pretty neat. That Ron Paul thing tonight was awesome.
That was.
You know, this is the first time in our history ever that things have been put upon us, never like before in any other time in our history. It is that bad. And it's just too bad that people can't see this. The ones that are voting, putting these votes out. But I don't know. I think you probably heard about Ted Gunderson today. I was listening to the Power Hour, I should say yesterday morning. And he sent a note to Dave Von Kleist. And Dave said he didn't know about this, but I believe it was back on the 2nd of December. Wherever Dave was, Ron Paul was there. And Ted didn't send it. Some guy that works with Ted Gunderson, and he said that Dave Von Kleist saved Ron Paul's life that day because Dave said there was a bus parked away from all the rest of the buses, and I guess Hannity and Combs were there.
Okay.
And Dave had all of his equipment there, and they told him that he saved Ron Paul's life because they were going to assassinate him that day. Now, Dave said he didn't know anything about it. He just received that note.
Yeah, I had heard that story earlier in the day, but I've not seen any confirmation from any or seen anything else.
Well, they were talking about it. Yeah, they were talking about it on the Power Hour. But the other story I did hear that Ted Gunderson said Ron Paul did get robbed in Iowa, and they're checking into it. I went to my first Ron Paul meetup in my hometown this evening.
Good.
And let me tell you, do you think the Mormons are voting for Mitt? I don't think so. They're voting for Ron Paul.
Good.
Yes, because this woman went out there from my town, my hometown, and she said that the Mormons definitely are going to go for Ron Paul.
So well, that's good. That's good news.
Yeah, so Mitt can hang it up.
Awesome.
But anyway,
well, good.
Just a few things, and I said, you know, I do hope that maybe he's going to win tomorrow. By the way,
I hope he does. We need to win.
Well,
that would help.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. He's going to win.
Well, let's have those good positive thoughts.
Well, there's no way they're going to stop him. I think the handwriting's on the wall, and they know it. And the stupidity of that debate last night, I couldn't watch it.
Well, I watched it. It was totally inane.
Well, they acted like
it was like a bunch of schoolgirls fighting over a little boy.
Simpletons. They were like simpletons, like Larry Curly and Moe and two missing, two of the jokers missing. You know, so, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Carol, thanks for the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it was Saturday night, Fred Thompson was awake. Sunday night, it was like you had to, you know, Giuliani had to nudge him when it was his turn. Oh, what?
Well, I think we ought to do this.
Deloitte in Idaho, thank you for holding. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike.
Hi, yeah, Deloitte, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I didn't catch all of what Bill had to say, but I'm the micro in Coeur d'Alene.
Ah!
And Republic Broadcasting is my number one station.
Well, good deal.
But Marcel Roy Ben Shadler is my favorite talk show host on American Voice Radio. He comes on at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and goes until 5 on Mondays. And when I'm thinking about what's going on and I don't forget to cut off in the middle of a program and go to him.
I understand.
I play him every Monday.
Yeah.
And I could tell that you were sad that there was no micro up here. The micro had went away, and I wanted you to know that it has not gone away, and it's not going to go away.
Well, that's good news. That's good news.
I actually have intentions of doing two broadcasts, two micros, and doing American Voice Radio also.
Well, that's a good idea.
And I'm in this for the Constitution.
Yeah.
And I used to listen to Barbara Jean, born on the 4th of July, out of on K-Talk Radio out of Salt Lake. And that's how I found out about you guys.
Oh, wow.
And if she's on a regular for-pay radio station.
Yeah.
And I don't think I should even try to do that. But she's on from 12 o'clock until 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Mountain Time. But my allegiance is to Republic Broadcasting.
Excellent.
And I don't want anybody to misunderstand that.
Well, then, see, problem solved. That's easy. We got to, it was all fixed in one evening. But I understand about forgetting to switch something, because
yeah.
I do it all the time.
Yeah, and I went to my very first Ron Paul meetup tonight. So I just got home, and then I heard Bill on the radio when I changed the station.
What's the mood tonight? What's the mood in your meetup for Ron Paul? Are you excited?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Good.
I think there was about, maybe 40 people there, 30 or 40 people. And some of the main ones that started it weren't there, but they had other things to do. But there's lots of signs and talking about what we're doing. I announced my micro for the first time tonight to the entire group.
Cool.
And told them what I was doing. And I talked with Chris earlier about I've had some trouble with my satellite feed. I've never had a satellite feed because I can't get it aligned properly. And I've been trying to learn off the Internet, and there's just too many conflicting instructions on how to do it. So I got new numbers today, and hopefully it'll be up on the satellite. And once I get on the satellite, then I can concentrate on getting the computer to control everything.
Excellent.
Rather than picking it off the DSL.
Yeah, when you get a computer to switch on your satellite and stuff, go look for a program called Zara Radio.
Zara?
Z-A-R-A, Zara Radio. It's free. Does a dandy job.
Okay.
I use it for TruthNet Radio. And it's for a nice little program, especially free, it's got just about all the bells and whistles you need.
Oh, that's right. I remember taking down the notes, listening to you and John, or no, it's Mike. Mike Jones.
Mike Jones, right, yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's in the planning. It's in the planning,
well,
and you have not left Coeur d'Alene.
For
a
all
short
right.
time.
Deloitte, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great night now.
You too. Bye-bye now. Dylan in Texas, thank you for holding. Welcome to the program.
Midnight Rider, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, sir?
Real good. I'd want to say that 96.3 here in Austin was off the air for a week or two over the holidays. And honestly, I didn't worry because I know Mike Jones here of Texas Resistance Radio out of Fredericksburg.
Right.
That's the signal we get here in Austin. It comes from him out there in Fredericksburg. And I knew that they must have been doing repairs or something.
Matter of fact, I talked to him today, and he said that they had some type of a problem in there that had, cut the wattage in half, and they couldn't figure out what it was. So they turned it off just to make sure, to be careful with the equipment. And they evidently got it fixed, and they put it back up. So, unfortunately, it happened over a time, when not a lot of people are listening.
And, you know, RBN has this Saturday show with Mr. Moore, and his show is about survival, and it's very down-to-earth and pertinent. Well, your show is equally about survival, very down-to-earth and pertinent.
Thanks.
Because you promote the micro-broadcasting, and you've got technical expertise, like you're just now giving technical or referring the guy to a website for the right kind of technical advice. You just have off the cuff answers to a lot of questions about.
Well, I did regular radio for 12 years, and plus I've got my own small Patriot network, nowhere near as big as RBN. I'm based out of Oklahoma City, and so we're slowly starting to get picked up on micros, and we've gotten a lot of support from RBN. In what we're doing. As a matter of fact, a lot of my guys that do shows on my network, guys like Lee Rogers, Rob Bishop, Josh Reeves are now, you know, doing additional programs over here on RBN. I do a daily program on my network from 4 to 6 when John's on, and then I do this program at night too. So I do two programs a day.
Are you there in the part of Oklahoma that was the former Radio Free Austin used to reach?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we were here, and we are trying to get that station back up on the air. That should happen very soon, actually.
So that's awesome. So one or a few men out of Texas Hill Country beams it to the larger suburban area here in central Texas, makes it up to Dallas, makes it up to Oklahoma City, and Yahweh bless you, brother.
Yeah, thank you, Dylan. Yeah, it's amazing how this technology works. Thanks to the internet, that makes a lot of this possible. I mean, I'm bringing you my portion of the broadcast over the internet, and I know a bunch of you are listening online. We'll come back. Gonna talk to Wolfgang on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is
allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Final segment here on the night before the big day in New Hampshire. And boy, there's if you're in New Hampshire, you need to vote tomorrow. And those of you around the country, if you want to support Ron Paul, you're a registered Democrat, get that registration changed to Republican. If you're in a close primary state, like here in Oklahoma, you got to get it changed. Oklahoma, I think you've got up to January 11th to get it done. And so, I mean, it's that important that this gets done because we need the votes. And my biggest fear is a lot of people think they're going to help Ron Paul in the general election. And the trick is we got to get him to the general election. And there's a lot of things, you know, that I've seen and heard I'm not real pleased with that have gone on. I would like to see him spending more money. You know, more on advertising. They only spent $700,000 in Iowa, and they've sent out an email saying they need $23 million more. I'd like to start seeing them drain that war chest and start, you know, getting some ads running. Big primaries in Michigan a week away, no ads running there. So it's just time to get busy and get after it. All right, final call of the night. Our tail gunner tonight is Wolfgang. Wolfgang, how are you?
I'm good, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing Love pretty good. Show. Thank you.
I got one more silver dollar. It's in my pocket, and I'm going to use it to the best effect for Mr. Ron Paul. As a matter of fact, I was out today filming some TV spots for Mr. Paul's campaign. I don't work for him directly. It's a volunteer grassroots action that we're doing, but you'll see them up on YouTube shortly.
Well, very cool. What is there a particular place they can go to? What's your YouTube username?
In Your Face TV.
Okay.
And we'll put it up on the Ron Paul War Room chat room also.
Now, is your website still running, inyourface.tv, or?
Yes, it is. It's up and running, and it's a very powerful, effective tool. A lot of people have visited there, and we have camcorder commanders all over the United States right now.
Very cool.
And we're also doing something called the Great Fox Hunt.
Oh, really?
Yes, we're having our camcorder commandos going around following Fox News trucks around and asking them embarrassing questions. So you'll see a lot of that up on YouTube also. I love your show, by the way. I try not to miss it.
Well, I appreciate it. I've heard you so many times on Rick's show in the past, and I kind of cut my patriot teeth on Stan Miller, Alex, and Rick Adams.
Sure.
So,
yeah, John Stadtmiller's a fine gentleman. I've known him for years.
Yeah. So, yeah, RBN has been a big part of my Patriot education, and that's why for me it's a thrill to be on here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, now I'm able to give them something back for the information that I got, you know, initially, you know, starting 2 years ago, two and a half years ago now. So, so that's very, very cool. So, inyourface.tv, and then on. Just In Your Face TV on YouTube, and you'll have some cool Ron Paul commercials. And then
right.
At InYourFace.tv, we can find out what idiots the Fox people are.
That's true. You ought to get a hoot out of that. And I want to give a shout-out to my daughter, Rachel Blue Eyes, who's on your chat room right now.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
She actually turned me on to your chat show here, although I've been listening to your show for years. But the chat room. I was not aware of it until a couple days ago.
Well, excellent. I appreciate your call, Wolfgang, and you have a great night. Keep up the good work. Hey, folks, find somebody you love. Tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country. If you're in New Hampshire, vote Ron Paul tomorrow. Bye-bye now.
Since 19...